cliffcentral.com.
Come in here, Roxy, you sexy thing. Come on, how long must I wait for you?
I'm
you
so
know,
sorry.
I've been waiting for you all my life.
I was actually really.
Yeah, here she is. Look at her. Have a seat.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Are you gorgeous?
Is it X Kids Presenter Day today?
It seems to be.
There's a little connection
on
there.
It's like, let's bring all these people who've been working since the age of 10.
I know, child labor.
Exactly.
But here's the amazing thing is that both you and Tumi have done really well since then. A lot of them become terrible alcoholics and they get fat.
Is it true?
Yeah, and their lives just go horribly wrong.
It happens. It does happen. But
look at you. You and Tumi are such success stories by comparison to the rest of the kids presented.
I'm so glad. The bar is so high, you know. And Tumi's amazing. She really is cool. People don't realize that she works incredibly. That chick works long hours.
It sounds like
you do too. I mean,
sure.
How long have you been on Top Billing now?
Top Billing 3 years now. Yeah.
And that's going well, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
they
going
love
well.
You. They're looking after you. They're giving you fun assignments. Or does fucking Jeannie D keep getting the best ones?
Yeah, you know, Jeannie and her boobs do great. She really has great boobs.
I love that woman. I really do.
She's such a cool chick. She really is. And she's a very good presenter. I still maintain Jeannie's so good at press junkets because you've got 3 minutes to go in there, sit down.
Well, she just seduces them.
True. But, I mean, do what you got to do.
She tries to get them all horned up and then she asks them any question she wants and they
and
answer.
And the guys just kind of blame themselves.
Everybody has a talent or a skill they can tap into.
100%.
Use it.
100%.
But you're also really natural in front of the camera.
Thanks.
You don't give me the impression that you're one of those people, camera's on, I've got to change now.
No, I hope not.
No, you're not like
I
that.
Very much what you see is what you get. Maybe it's because I was a kids presenter, because we were very much just like, be yourself. We were encouraged to just be ourselves. So even when I joined Top Billing, I kind of say to the guys, listen, I can only be me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try and fit into a particular mold.
You didn't have to talk.
No,
like this.
And I didn't have to do the walk and talk. So,
have you ever seen Bonang's penis?
That is so rude, Gareth.
Out Cliff. Of order.
Yo,
out.
Honorable member.
We are not recognizing you right now. We don't recognize you at all.
Hey.
I don't even know where that is.
I also don't know what to say.
Of course I'm kidding. You know?
Let's just have a moment
People can't see that I'm like a shade
okay.
of...
Okay, thank you.
Are you having...
Well, let's just have a moment.
Let's have a moment.
See, I did not deal with that one.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Moment's done.
Look, I do find it impressive because, you know, you joked about having been working since the age of 10. I mean, most of us get our first job in our
20s. Yeah.
It says a lot that, you know, you've been working since you were a teenager.
Yeah,
it really does.
And that you keep going because there's an ethic built into you then.
Yes, I think.
At a young age.
People will ask me, like, what's the best, you know, the highlight of your career? Or there have been many, but I think for me, I am proud of the fact that I've consistently worked.
That's right.
It's just that consistency.
And delivered good work.
That I'm proud of. Yeah. And I've worked with I've worked with pretty much every broadcaster and I've worked on phenomenal shows throughout my career. So I'm proud of that. I think it's just something, maybe it's just in you. Because people often ask, did your mom push you? You know, was she a stage mommy? Mm. And she really wasn't. I nagged. I was like, Mom, I want to be on KTV. And I literally made her phone Mnet. I was like, here's Mnet's number. I got the number. And I was like, phone Mnet because I want to be a presenter. And she was like, oh, imagine. I mean, they must get 50 phone calls a day at that stage. Huh, my kid wants to be on KTV. You know, it's
so
like.
So how did that all happen,
then,
actually?
Then they said she needs an agent. So they actually gave her the name of an agent. And I went and auditioned and I got in and then just did the whole audition circuit where you audition 100 times and don't get anything and want to cry. And that's tough when you're like 10.
When you're a kid, that's horrible.
Yeah.
It's
and it's
rejection.
And often you'll get to like the final two, final three, and for big, big things. When before KTV, I did a lot of acting. So it was always, I did a lot of films, international, like Disney TV kind of stuff. And, it's hard when you're 11, the rejection you feel when you got to final two and it was a massive Disney film that was going to be filmed in the US and you don't get the job. It sucks. So I think you learn tough
lessons. Did Miley Cyrus steal that from you? It was her, right?
Silly bitch.
It was her. She took it from
totally.
You.
Totally. Oh, but yeah,
you could have been Hannah Montana.
Imagine. Luckily, I'm a tone deaf and can't sing. So yeah, that didn't happen to me. But
well, that's probably the only talent you don't have though.
I can't do many things. podcast, Gareth. There are many things I can't do. I'm just
nonsense.
Like,
we know you can act, you can dance, you can present, you can do everything.
Just
come on,
talk, basically.
That's at least four
blogs.
That's at least four.
You write
things.
Very well.
Yeah, that's at least four things I can't do.
Okay.
You're a businesswoman. You have your own business that you run?
Maybe. Yes, I do. I do have my own business that I run. I think maybe I'm strategically minded. Maybe I approach things in a very strategic way. I think I'm quite, you know, my moves are quite calculated.
You can't teach some people that.
No, and I think my moves are quite calculated because you have to be if you want to survive in this industry, that's for sure. Hmm. So, yeah.
Do you ever wake up in the morning and go, I'm tired of this, I want to become an astronaut, teacher, scientist.
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yes, like this industry's tough. People think it's super glam. It's hard work. It can be really crap sometimes.
And you don't know, like 1 month you could make a lot of money. The next month you could make no money.
Yeah, 100%. It's exactly like that. It's so you managing finances, as we all know, as a freelancer is quite the challenge.
Right, you go to the bank and you're like, I need to buy this property so I can live there. Mm. And they go,
Do you have monthly
where's
income?
Where's your paycheck?
Yeah. Where's your pay slip?
I don't have a pay slip.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be doing anything else. I think if I were in a desk job, and I've had desk jobs, I've done the whole 9 to 5 thing. I worked in advertising. Well, advertising's more like 9 till 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
But I've done, you know, working for someone and being employed. And my boss, Shane, when I left that job, he told me, Roxy, you're very good at what you do, but you're a terrible employee. As in, I'm not good being employed. Like,
I think that's a compliment.
Don't tell me, why are you 15 minutes late when I worked until 3 in the morning? You know, don't do that to me. Don't micromanage me. Don't ask me. Yeah. So, it's kind of just, I guess it's give and take, this industry. It's pros and cons.
But now, I mean, you're largely in command of your own schedule.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. And that some people dream and fantasize about that their whole lives long, and they never get to that point. So you wake up in the mornings. What's your normal daily routine, or is it different every day?
It's literally different every single day, which is actually tough because...
You don't have a regularity, right?
So no.
You don't eat supper at the same time.
No.
You don't go to sleep at the same time. You don't go to gym at the same time.
No. No. And I think human beings are creatures of habit. So sometimes that sort of routine is great. And sometimes I crave routine, and I think, sure, maybe I do need a bit more routine in my life. But then there's other times I'm like, no, this is fun. No day is the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's completely different every single day, and it's about managing my time properly. And I think working for yourself, you need a lot of self-discipline.
Mm.
It's difficult. It can be tough, especially when you've got your own deadlines.
Right.
You can really lose track of it. Also, working from home, because I don't have an office, that can also be, everyone's like, oh, working from home, it's so nice. I'm like, it is, but you've got to also have a lot of self-discipline to actually say, no, I'm not going to sit on the couch in my pajamas all day long with my laptop on my lap. You can't do that. You've got to get up.
Yeah.
Even if you're not going anywhere, if you're just doing an admin day or whatever, get up, go sit at a desk, put jeans on, put clothing on. Don't sit in your PJs.
Let me tell you something. Your website looks amazing.
Thank you.
You do such cool stuff on there. I mean, whether it's beauty stuff. This is not stuff necessarily that I'm interested in.
Oh, don't you want to watch my makeup tutorial? What's wrong with you?
I mean, you're like, you got amazing stuff on here. Weddings.
It's varied. It's so varied.
Yeah, you change it up.
And I mean, and the one part of my website that I'm most proud of is the opinion section. So there's an opinion section where I invite women from every different corner of South Africa to just submit their opinions on anything and everything. And I find that that actually gets the most traction on my website, which tells me that women want to hear from other women and want to speak about issues that affect them.
Hmm.
I mean, I wrote some stupid post the day before my 30th birthday. It was like the last day of my 20s, and I was sitting on a plane and I had this like moment of reflection, and I just like word vomited onto a page basically and just wrote all sorts of rubbish, but it resonated with so many people and it blew my mind. It really blew my mind that something so frivolous in my mind actually, you know,
It reached
out to people, and you know that it's okay if you're 30 and you're not married and you don't have kids. It's really not the end of the world. Like,
but I think that's because it's so naturally you. I have a friend, you know, who she says whenever she's having a bad day, she literally goes onto YouTube to watch your wedding video. Because she's like everything.
Oh, really?
By the way, and she made me watch it and I was like, damn it, I also want to get married now. Best 9 minutes
that's
of my life.
Hilarious.
But it's so naturally you, everything that you do.
Just let me fill you in. That's what it is. When CS says he has a friend, he means him. He's just there.
I just mean myself. I just eat marshmallows at home.
He's with a box of tissues.
We can hold hands,
yeah. He sits with a box of tissues in YouTube and like a stalker watches your wedding video over and over again.
See, do you want me to give you a hard copy? Do you want me to just flash drive?
Thank you. Thanks.
You could have the extended edition.
That's amazing. That's I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
But I remember, and I'm just going back quite a way here. That you did this. You did Survivor.
Yes.
Right. You did.
It was
Didn't you go and do those?
Survivor. Yeah.
But you did those kids awards in LA.
Yes. Yeah. That was my first big red carpet.
That was your. I remember that. And then didn't you also do the Strictly Come Dancing?
Yeah, so I did Strictly Come Dancing.
Right.
Yeah, and Strictly, I love Strictly. Such a fun show. No, like not everything in life has to be super serious. Yeah. You know, it's celebrities looking stupid while dancing, basically. And
well, some look stupid.
Some are really great. Some are terrible. Stupid. Well, I just presented the show. I didn't have to.
I didn't have to dance.
I just, you know, told people what their scores were. But it's fun. It's frivolous. It's lighthearted. It just speaks to sort of an escapism that a lot of people need. And it was really cool. Yeah.
So going into blogging and stuff. I mean, that's as you say. You threw out this word vomit, and basically people caught onto it and they loved it.
Yeah.
But what's nice about that is that you can connect to an audience that they come to you. You're not just broadcasting and hoping something sticks.
100%.
These are people who've actually looked for and found you, and it feels like it's a lot more intimate, right?
It does. And I think I was always searching for a longer form space to express myself and kind of just to authentically put out whatever I want to put out. It's felt like a space that I could control, that I could literally just be me and create cool content. That's specifically why at the moment I also want to focus on a lot more video content, because I think that's where it's at. I really think, you know, people often say to me, I want to be a presenter, I want to get into it. I'm like, you don't have to do the traditional stuff. Like, it's not necessary.
You can be a YouTube star now.
It's not necessary.
You might even make more money and be more famous if you go online.
100%. You've got a worldwide audience at your fingertips. But I think it's just also, it is becoming quite tough, obviously, to stand out. And I think a lot of people are trying to emulate what other bloggers or vloggers are doing. You can only do you. I know it sounds so cliched, but it's so true. Like, you can only be yourself. Yeah.
Tell me, the trip that you just took to New York.
Yeah.
With Ari and
with my
Darren
Jewish, my
and
Jewish,
Kyle Deutsch.
My Jewish Kyle, gangster. Kyle. I like my Jewish gangster, yeah. As I like to call
it. You guys get along really well. But I mean, it must have been fun to go on this trip with these two, and with Darren, obviously. Mm. Going anywhere is fun, but New York for the weekend just sounds so glamorous.
It was amazing.
It's pretty exciting. Fly there in class.
100%. We were in Virgin Atlantic upper class. I was like, yes, this is the one and only time I'm ever going to be here. I am going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
All these really fancy business people are like, you totally got upgraded.
You don't belong
They're
here.
Like, you with the sneakers, you're not meant to be here. No, I'm kidding. It was really amazing. It was phenomenal. It was fun from beginning to end. And I think those sort of like whirlwind trips are always great, because I feel like you see a city in a different light when you're just kind of running around doing all this chaotic stuff.
I mean, do you have time for any kind of glamorous stuff in your life like that, or is that a rare occasion?
My personal life is super boring.
Yeah.
Incredibly
but
boring.
But I mean, you how long have you and Neil been together?
We've been married now 3 years, but I've known him since high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but we only dated.
Yeah, but there's no surprises there. You're like, you pretty much know each other.
Yeah, we know each other. Yeah.
It's not like he's suddenly going to say to you, oh, by the way, did you know that I had a singing career once?
Yes, exactly.
That's not going to happen.
No, sure. He's my mate. I know that sounds very unromantic, but I think that in marriage, you've got to have friendship, because
listen, it's going to be unromantic one day.
100%.
The minute you hit like a certain age, you don't look 100%. At that person and go, wow, you turned me on so much. You look at that person and you go...
I completely agree. I think people have this very romantic idea about marriage, and I think we sell people a pipe dream, or like our children, about, oh, you will find your one true love. You know, like, I don't necessarily think that that's the way that it is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Disney princess idea of love and marriage, I don't think is healthy to actually sell to young girls.
What?
Sia's
what?
Gonna start
Sorry, I'm breaking your heart. Sia's gonna start crying.
This is a morning of reality checks.
Oh, no.
So sorry. No, yeah.
Are you saying if I call to the birds in the window, they won't call back?
Yay, okay. We'll see ya.
Yeah. I think yesterday he was telling us about his 10-point plan of how he's going to become a house husband to somebody wealthy.
Absolutely.
Because that's his dream.
Okay, but that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So no, you're condoning my drinking mimosas without the orange 100% juice.
You don't listen. I'm not a mimosa girl. Like, champagne is champagne. You drink it by itself. Don't spill champagne with orange juice. That's just tip number one. But I completely do whatever you want out of marriage, Sia, you get out of marriage.
I shall.
You do what you want to do, okay?
You get out.
You will visit me in Clifton now.
You see, it sounds to me, and I like the way you say marriage, because although you had a spectacular wedding, which Sia watches over and over again on YouTube, you were focused on the marriage.
100%.
And I think a lot of girls particularly, they worry about that wedding day more than they worry about what will happen afterwards, right? And then they end up with some lummox at home, and they're like, well, he looked nice in that suit for one day.
Yeah.
Now I want to kill him.
And my mother, I think my mom instilled that in me. She was like, marriage is hard work. If you're going to commit to someone, there are going to be times when you're going to look at this person and think like, what the hell was I doing? You know, it's going to happen. You're not going to be in love, and honeymoon phase is not going to last forever. It's hard work if you're going to commit to somebody and if you believe in monogamy. So that's question number one.
Yeah.
Do you believe in monogamy? I think people don't ask these questions.
Well,
anyway, I mean, now we're like completely going off of
tangent. No, but I like these conversations. Mubs, you don't believe in monogamy.
It's not that I don't believe in monogamy. I think that the overwhelming majority of us struggle with monogamy.
100%.
I think there are very few people who do actually choose to commit to just one individual over a certain amount of time. For most of us, you know, when that moment presents itself to, you know, delve into infidelity, to have a quick thing on the side, most of us kind of choose, okay, I'm going to do this thing quickly and then hopefully nobody will find out.
And what you said earlier, like, it's okay for a girl to not be married at 30.
Yeah, it's totally
I mean, this is
okay.
Something we talk about often because, you know, there's extra pressure on a girl who is over the age of 30 and not married. And
the questions.
It's from the family. It's from the friends. The friends having wedding after wedding, and you're the bridesmaid and bridesmaid and bridesmaid.
And you're 27 dresses.
When is it going to be your turn?
And then when you get married, the baby question.
But that's exactly what I was just about to say. We are our own worst enemies, because then you get married and it's like, so when you're going to have a baby? Yeah. And it's like, well, actually, if I don't have a baby, is that okay with you? You know, it's is that fine? You know, I just wanted to check.
Are you okay?
Yes. Are you okay with the fact that my ovaries might not be used for whatever you think they should, you know, that they were intended for? But it's kind of, it's just, I think society, and I think it's an exciting time because women's roles are changing. I sound like a feminist now when I start speaking.
Not a feminist.
The dreaded feminist.
The F word. The new threat to humanity.
You know?
Feminist.
But I think that it's, and that's exactly what that piece was about. So it was just like, just whatever. Mm. Who cares? You know, if it's really okay. If you want to go and get a sperm donor and have a baby by yourself, then go do it. Live your life. Like, honestly, do what you need to do.
Do you think there's also extra pressure on girls in particular to like be hugely successful outside of that stuff? So if you were the kind of woman who was traditionally minded and wanted to get married and settle down and have kids, which is a perfectly noble way to spend your day,
if that's what you
and
want.
Your life, because you raise hopefully exemplary children who will go
into
the
world. People who can change the world.
Right.
Yes.
So there's nothing wrong with that. But there's extra pressure because you can't just be that in some women's minds. And men's, you have to also be this hugely successful career woman.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, I feel at the moment it's like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. So if you focus too much, it's like don't be too much of anything. Mm. Don't focus too much on your career, because then what about being a wife? Mm. What about being, people often say to me like, shame, poor Neil, you're away so much. I'm like, I was like, well, guys, if I was a guy and I was traveling for business, it wouldn't even be a question. Yeah. You wouldn't even ask, oh, you're away so much. He doesn't mind. He's quite chilled. He gets to play his golf with his friends, and he, like, you know, we actually have quite, we've got a great marriage because we, he's got his time, I've got my time. As much as we're a unit, we've got individual lives.
Yeah, you're better together, but you would survive if you'd never met each other, right?
He would survive without me just fine. I like to think that I'm essential to his life, but you know.
I like when you talk about you guys having your own time, because you know what will happen sometimes in a marriage is the whole ball and chain thing where maybe the one partner just wants to be with the other 24/7.
Oh no, that would not be good for me. Yeah. That wouldn't have lasted long. No, he gives me my space without a doubt. I could never do what I do. I mean, I was like, hey, I'm going to New York with three guys. Bye. See you later.
And he was totally okay with it.
He's like, okay, when you're at this shop, please bring me back this and that and this and that. And he's totally cool with it. Yeah. And I had like a soppy moment and I put it up on Instagram, but he really lets me live my best life. He does. He really does. He's so supportive. And there are not many men, I think, who would be happy with their wives just going off with these three guys to New York for the weekend. You know.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I would imagine that you've got big plans, and I think that also part of what you've done so far in your life is you've always kind of taken things up a level and gone in a new direction when you've got bored. So you never have. I mean, have you got to the point where you're bored with any career, any part of your career?
I think I'm at a point in my career where I am ready to kind of just like, let's push it up a notch. I think that in general, in broadcasting in South Africa at the moment, we're sitting in a very exciting space, as you can all tell by recent events.
There's a lot going on.
But I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing because I think it's going to force people to really like sit back and decide what kind of content creators do we want to be? What kind of content do we want to create? Where do we want to put this content?
Do you believe you can do that here? Or do you think that there's more opportunity for someone who's as multi-talented as you are elsewhere?
I'm so happy where I am.
Really?
I'm super happy in South Africa. I'm super happy to stay where I am. I'm super happy to push the envelope here. Weirdly enough, I've never had too many aspirations to go overseas. I'm a bit of a fatalist, like what's meant to be will be. Mm-hmm. If my path takes me that way, then it'll take me that way. I kind of just let it be to a certain extent.
I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. So
yeah,
I kind of, but
I do think that it's time for us to really kind of step it up a notch. Things are changing. Mm. When data falls, people are going to...
Yes.
You know, that is...
Watch TV in a very different way.
That is such a good point to make because, you know, with the whole digital platform growing... To me, that's almost like a new geographical location 100%. In itself. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily need to go to the States. You just need to be online and then
exactly.
You know, then you're plugged into the rest of the world.
Smart, hey? She's smart, this girl.
But it's also tough to get the money for those things because although you may have an audience, you may be growing a digital platform, you may be producing your own TV stuff.
It's time, energy, and resources.
Yeah, someone's got to, at the end of the day, pay for that. And if you're going to get it sponsored or you're going to get advertisers in, it's tougher than ever.
It's not, but it's not impossible.
No, sure.
There's, for example, when we were in New York now, I've got this little gadget called an Osmo, which is essentially, it's a Steadicam, but it's literally, I bought the mobile one. So you literally use your phone and you shove it into this little contraption and it creates a Steadicam and it's got a gimbal and it's stabilizer. And it's like I went to film school at NYU. By the looks of it, which I didn't. That costs 5,000 Rand for that little piece of equipment. Huh. Now, if you save up and you buy it, you can make your own video productions. You can teach yourself to edit on free software. You can upload it to YouTube. There are ways and means. No, you're not going to be Martin Scorsese from day one.
Sure.
But there are ways and means. There really are. I saw someone comment on good old Facebook the other day. They were like, "Where's the best photography course?" I was like, "YouTube, guys." You don't need to go and pay someone to go on a photography course. You can literally. There are tutorials for every single type of camera. Yeah. So type in whatever camera tutorial. Teach yourself. Teach yourself. There really are ways and means. So,
Do you spend a lot of time online?
Constantly.
Do you worry about social media sometimes?
Yes.
Because it can become very, very complicated.
It can become so all-consuming, which is like, it's a give and take, and it's a bit of a push and pull for me, because obviously it's also a source of income for me.
Sure.
You know, my blog has become like a little business. So it's, it can be a tough one to navigate.
That's an understatement.
Sometimes these days I'm like, do I want to have an opinion? I'm not so sure.
Isn't it frightening that one of the scariest things is being afraid to have an opinion on social media?
It is.
Yeah.
Because you're worried about whether or not you're going to be dragged.
Who's going to be offended? Who's going to say what from where?
What is your number one fear in life? To be dragged on Twitter? It is scary.
It's a different time.
You know what? And I think sometimes the problem can be that context is lost, you know, like context.
Yes.
And
yeah.
you've got to be so careful about the way you say something, because you can't hear the tone of your voice. You can't. Mm. It is very different. It is very different. But yeah, social media, it can be quite.
Yeah, I just think that there are also a lot of jealous people. And I imagine that someone like you, who's really had a long, successful career and you've done so many different things, you're going to get a lot of heat from people, because they're just going to go, why her, not me?
All the time.
So what do you say to those people?
I don't care. That I take with a pinch of salt, because, yeah. I mean, it's very, very easy to get on Twitter and just like tweet something bitchy. It happens all the time where people tell you you're crap at your job. And that's okay. That's fine. If you feel like you want to tell me that, then go for it. It's totally cool.
Do you want to travel more?
Definitely. Definitely. I would spend all my money on traveling if I didn't have to pay my bills. Definitely. It's the one.
These damn bills.
Thanks to junk status, you're going to be paying a lot more for traveling.
I know. It was a wonderful
Such
day.
Such great news.
It's so nice. I put a GIF up yesterday of a man flaming. He was just like on fire. And I just said, welcome junk status. And he's just like shaking someone's hand. And he's just like completely on fire. I was like, guys, it's lit. It's lit in a different way.
That's accurate. Very spot on.
Oh, man. And normal sort of day-to-day life, you got dogs and cats and things like that.
I'm a cat person. Guys, if I wasn't married, I'd be that old cat woman.
Meet your spirit animal person, Ben, there. Except Ben's cat is trying to kill him.
No,
it's not a misunderstanding. Listen, cats, she's trying to kill you.
Cats, okay, a disclaimer. Cats are assholes.
Yeah.
They are. I love my cats. But listen, they're not. They love you when they want to love you.
Yes.
They do.
Yeah.
They decide what they want to decide when they want to decide it. Yeah, it's not.
And they can
not,
switch in 2.3 seconds.
I mean, I have been attacked by my own cats.
Ben woke up in the middle of the night blood on his sheets. Yeah. It was quite a crime scene.
Very
I consider myself the cat Pied Piper, because my cats adopted me. So they actually came. You see, it's like we've just got this energy, guys.
And what about children? Not a thing?
Not right now. We're both pretty busy, my husband and I. We're really busy.
You don't
busy.
Have to explain yourself to me. You don't owe me anything.
No, sure. I mean, I know that. But not right now. Not right now. But,
why not?
Why are you not procreating, Roxy? This is unacceptable.
Perfectly good ovaries. Use them.
Exactly. How dare you? So, yeah.
I think more and more people are choosing that, actually.
More and more people are choosing. There's
we
actually
may go
something,
extinct.
I think in Japan, they said last year it was declining.
Yes.
More people died than people were born.
Yeah,
yes.
They've got a major problem. And, of course, it's an inverted pyramid. So what you've got is a very small, by proportion to the old people, a small working population who are paying into the system to keep all these old people alive. And then not enough young people being born.
So it is.
It's gonna fall down at some point, right?
Guys, the whole world is just. And I mean the tremor, and it's just.
Did you feel that thing last night?
You know, I'm just saying, end days, guys. Revelations. It's just at that time.
Get right with the Lord.
It's just at that time.
I think, you know.
The end is nigh. Oprah, save us all.
Guys, I live in the South, but us in the South.
Are you in the South?
South, China.
What you doing in the South?
I love the South, Boots.
Did you grow up there?
I grew up in the South.
Where, Glen Vista?
No, not the Vista. In Alberton.
Alberton.
I like
You live in Alberton?
I like to call Alberton the jewel of the South.
So how far does... I mean, you have to drive miles to get to anything
it's
that's civilized.
Really, oh, please, man. Don't you live in the North? Exactly. So shut up.
You're one to talk as
it's
well.
It's very civilized. That's where our president, the great Jacob Yedlelegisa Zuma.
I'm sorry, you said civilized and then you mentioned the president
and
immediately
the word
after.
Great.
It
and
goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
I'm so confused.
He is my president.
Okay, oh, okay, keep him. Garrett.
And you live in Alberton?
I do. I love the stuff.
I had a girlfriend who lived in Alberton. And I refused to go there.
You are such a snob.
I made him meet me halfway.
Would you guys like to come to for a bri? No. Gareth, you're not involved.
Yeah.
I'm all over it.
It's wonderful. There's even some bookies in the backyard there. There's a zebra and a stuff. Ooh, and it's okay. Just so nice.
Don't
and spacious.
People still shoot each other in the streets?
What?
Yes, that happens all the time.
Alberton, don't the men walk around in shorts even in winter?
Yeah.
You say Alberton, I like to say Alberton.
Yeah. Dressing it up. But so wait, you've always lived there?
I've always lived in the South. I know. And this is my argument with people. They're like, you live in the South? I'm like, yes, guys. I actually have quite a, I like to think I'm a global citizen. I travel a lot, but yes, I do live in my hometown.
I pictured Hyde Park.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I saw a whole thing.
No, not
all,
at all.
It's all a lie.
You
and Neil are chilling in Elberton.
But
lekker, man.
It's lekker.
Do you get into fights?
I took my blue lights off of my car when I came here. Underneath ones. I took them off because I was like, you know, I'm coming to Rivonia.
You ever get into fights with your neighbors? Like physical altercations?
No, we're actually really civilized people.
Just rolling around on the ground. It's like rollers in her hair. Is that what you're saying?
Rolling.
I feel like I need to film a spoof video now about where I live and just tag Gareth.
Yeah, it needs to be violent and aggressive.
Guys, the South is where it's at. It's wonderful.
Sure, if you like Crom.
fart brew.
And where's Neil from? Is he also from?
Also, South Side. But
She's known him for years. What you talking?
Yeah, that's true. Since school.
My high school crush. Yeah, no, he's you know what it is as well. His whole business is there. And I'm a freelancer. I drive
stop
everywhere.
Stop explaining Alberton. You realize you're just common and you like it. You just like it, okay?
You're just common and you like it.
I know. He is definitely a star.
You said earlier that you and Neil only really got together. You'd known each other for years,
yeah.
But you got together much later, and then obviously marriage was.
He was
only
ahead of me at school. Yeah.
All right. So when did you first meet, and what did you think of him when you first met him?
About 14, 15.
Okay.
And he was like the man because he was the captain of the rugby team.
Oh,
yeah.
Alpha male.
Yes.
Captain.
Thank you.
It worries me that you know that.
You know all the words.
I don't.
Are you, just hang on just a second. This guy knows. He knows so much about Afrikaans music, and he tries to hide it because it obviously impinges on his black credentials.
I love Alberton.
That's why I was adding up for Rachel Dollars because I'm Afrikaans.
This guy just loves Kurt Darren and Bobby van Jaarsveld and those things.
There's nothing wrong.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm Burger, so
let's just have this moment. Yeah.
Do people give you shit about being Burger, but you call yourself Burger and not Burger?
Burger.
Do they give you cuck about that?
Some people are like, they're like, well, why don't you? Because then they'll speak Afrikaans to me. I'll just like have this awkward smile on my face. because my dad's Afrikaans, my mom's English. But I'm like, well, sorry, I don't speak Afrikaans very well.
Now, isn't that interesting? Because, you know, traditionally you would think Afrikaans man, Afrikaans father, the household would surely be Afrikaans while growing up.
And not at all. I mean, well, so when I was younger, my dad would speak Afrikaans. But then kind of when we went to English schools, it was like, we stopped speaking
Afrikaans.
We stopped speaking Afrikaans after that.
All right, but go back to the whole Neil thing. So he was the alpha male at the school.
Yes, and then
all the girls wanted him.
Yes, they did.
You had a sparkle in your eye and you thought.
At first when I first met him and he was like interested in me and I was just like, not so much. And then,
You were cute as a kid. I mean, you were on kids' TV, so you had to be cute. But you must have been, like, confident about your looks at an early age.
Actually, high school was crap for me.
Really?
It was really tough. People didn't get it. People did not get it. And I think maybe because I really wasn't fussed about what to wear to matric farewell. because I was busy. I was making live television in the afternoons after school. I think I was just kind of concerned with other things. I was like, what's the next? I had a job. I was working. And I think...
Yeah, you see, I think a lot of people watch this stuff and then they see someone on TV and they think, oh, well, that's that person. That's all they do.
For sure.
They're obsessed with television. They want to be on TV. They love doing this. Meanwhile, for you, it was a job.
100%. It was a job. And I think you learn to deal with office politics at a very young age, a lot of pressure. It's you grow up very quickly.
Tell the truth about those other people you worked with on KTV. Were all of them nice to you?
No. No, not at all. Definitely not. I think when you're, especially when you're a
younger... Who was your main competition? Who was the
Well, when you start, you're dealing with their senior, more senior presenters who've been there for years.
Yeah, they're on their way out. They're starting to look old and haggard for kids television.
They're like, you're 25 now. You need
it's time for you to go.
They're like pushing you out
of
the door.
Stop pretending you're 18.
I'm still young.
I don't have wrinkles.
Who was there when you joined?
When I joined, the senior presenters were like Pubby Malloy, Jenna Dover, Tabang.
And they were past it by then, huh?
Who were? No, they were. Everybody kind of, I must say, I don't think anybody ever got pushed out. I think everybody kind of made the decision that it's time to leave now. Yeah, they felt like it's time. Even me, they asked me to stay on a little bit longer. And I was like, no, guys, I'm 21. I've been here for 10 years. It's time to kind of move on. I'd finished studying at varsity. It's time to just like,
Did you get flack in school, though, for being on TV?
Big time.
Because kids are mean.
You weren't like the
I
cool
wasn't
kid.
The cool kid. No. I was not the cool kid. I was odd. I was different. I was other. It was strange.
Kids are weird.
And then I...
horrible kids.
Yeah, they're mean.
No, I literally don't have a single friend from high school. Not one. My friends are my friends from, like, actually my good friends, two, three of them from KTV days.
Would you go to a reunion? Friends.
A school reunion. Yeah. I did actually go and I regret going.
I hated it.
I went to my 10-year high school reunion and I was like,
I haven't been to one and I don't know.
I didn't enjoy it.
I don't know that I'll ever go. I mean, the people I do like from school, and there's maybe three.
That's a lot. That's more than
I'll keep in contact with those people. Anyway,
yeah,
yes.
I don't need to see those other douchebags.
and now everybody wanted to be so nice to me. Now like, oh, you've done so well for yourself. Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, but you guys were assholes to me in school, so thanks a lot.
So just finish off the Neil story. So he was interested in you. You weren't interested in him.
No. And then kind of, I mean, I can say we dated in school, but let's be honest, it wasn't really dating. Then he left school and I kind of finished up matric. And then our paths crossed again, and it kind of just it was like different setting, different surroundings. And
did both of you think this is a little cliched that we're back together again
completely
after school, and like this shouldn't be happening?
100%. It's like you kind of look back and I'm like, oh, that's so lame. But it worked out.
Oh, that's special.
And sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't, but we're lucky. We're really lucky. But again, I think maybe it also helps that he's always known me as a presenter. I think for someone who, for example, started this life maybe halfway through your relationship, I think it would be very tough. You know what I mean? If you kind of, you were an accountant and then you entered some presenter search and became a presenter, I think that's, then it's this whole other life and this whole other
and
vibe.
And he has no interest in going, getting involved in your life. He doesn't want to go to events with you, all that sort of
Hates it.
Really?
Absolutely hates
it. That's useful though.
It is.
For you, because you don't have to.
I come home and
he's not competing with you,
100%,
right?
And I come home and we don't have to talk about it. And although ironically yesterday he was the one who's like, did you hear Bonang resign from Metro? Just so funny. I was like, you know, Queen B is making news when Neil's like, oh my gosh.
What is going on with, I mean, Metro 5, it's SABC is just.
I'm not going to lie, guys. Our broadcasting industry at the moment is a turbulent place. It is and that's coming from someone who's
sissies.
In the thick of it. Yeah. It's tough.
But I guess that's what the silver lining is, as you said, it's
keeps it
exciting
going
for people to figure
like
out
that,
what they're about.
Like that earthquake last night, these are the seismic changes happening.
Do you think it was an
needed.
Omen? Yeah. It was an omen.
It was, guys. Yeah.
Well, everything
it's needed.
Everything that there's a lot that needs to change in South Africa this week.
Yeah,
and
true.
It's happening whether true. We like it or not.
100%.
All right, Rox, very nice to see you.
Thanks,
by
guys.
The way, when you tell Sade we say hello?
I will. She's in London.
I know.
She's being fabulous and she's doing so well for herself. I take my hat off to that chick. I think it takes a lot of guts to just like uproot your life and go to London.
Yeah,
I miss
and
her.
She works hard. Yeah,
she does work hard.
She does.
All right, so we'll catch up with you again soon. It's
Thank
nice
you.
To have you in here properly for a change and sit and talk nonsense.
Yeah, it was good.
And you have really had the most awesome career so far. We're all blown away by how well you've done.
Thank you.
And you seem to me to be one of the few people in entertainment who've actually got their feet on the ground.
Yeah.
It helps.
You know, popping pills every now and again helps keep your feet on the ground.
Oh, there we go.
Joking. Kidding.
Oh, that's the headline for today.
That's it. Right. That's the one line you get from this entire thing.
Roxy Berger, everybody. CliffCentral.com.